Welcome to another episode of Crossing Soccer Borders, a podcast focused on the growth of CONCACAF soccer and part of the DynamoTheory.com podcast network. I am Rudy.
And I am Rodrigo.
Rodrigo, we have soccer to talk about, even though we're going to have a pretty big break for the World Cup qualifiers, as well for the CONCACAF Champions League. Pretty much everything returning back in late January. But man, how are you doing so far?
Hey, man, it's good to be here with you. Been doing good. What did we do this weekend? We took Christmas pictures. That was fun. It's always an adventure with the dogs. Trying to get them, you know, calm. But they're actually pretty good. You know, my wife still just finished her some tests. I think she has finals coming up. So she's still been studying. But, you know, we've just been relaxing. We went out with some of her friends, you know, dinner kind of thing. But it was good. And now, you know, she's back in Houston for the Thanksgiving break. I'm here in Dallas alone, lonely, bored. it's good. What about you, man? How you been?
Yeah, I'm sure it feels great to be by yourself and you can play some FIFA and honestly, not get yelled at.
Yes and no. Because, like, man, I honestly don't know how people do it by themselves. Like, the first hour or two that I was by myself here, it's everything's so, like, quiet, and you know, you can watch TV and all that, but like, you have no one to talk to.
Yeah, it gets pretty boring. That's just so weird. Sure.
Like, I kind of feel bad and sad for those people that don't have anybody, because like, apart from calling friends or family and all that kind of stuff, like, you just get bored and you just can't talk to anybody. Like, at least, you know, my wife is here. I can just tell her random stuff. We're watching a show together, we can talk about the show, but like, having nobody to talk to,
we're doing a podcast. But before you get all depressing and make some people cut their veins, and, you know, obviously this is Thanksgiving weekend. So hopefully, you know, people are getting the opportunity to go back home and enjoy with their families like Giselle is doing. But let's go straight into what we want to talk about, which is World Cup qualifier, just for the sake of keeping time going. But we just want to hit on match day 8, which is obviously one that we previewed a little bit. And so the matches were Jamaica against the United States. Quickly, I just want to say that it's a very good result for the United States. They were able to get out a point. I know that a lot of, you know, of the United States fans complain about the fact that they didn't get all 3 points, but it's World Cup qualifiers. There's no easy games. Roger, you want to add anything?
Yes. What are you talking about? This U.S. fans want to complain. If anything, Jamaica fans want to complain, man. I don't know if you watch the highlights, but there was a clear goal from Jamaica that got rolled out because of a foul, and there was literally no foul whatsoever. It was a header. They didn't even foul, jumped up, you know, had complete advantage, scored, and he got called back. So if anything, Jamaica's the one here that needs to complain. You know, I watched some of the highlights and some of the stuff from this game, and the U.S. didn't really look like how they played against Mexico. They were pretty sloppy overall. I think Jamaica honestly should have, and they did deserve the win too, but you know, that's how football is sometimes, and you might deserve something but you don't get it. But you know, getting some love out there to our Jamaica friends out there.
I totally agree, and we can definitely go more into depth with that, but to keep going, another one that shows how the you know, soccer can be unfair is Honduras ended up losing to Costa Rica. It looked like they were going to get a point. Finally, another point, right? And in the 95th minute, Costa Rica ends up getting that second goal. And it just keeps looking bad for Honduras. Rodrigo?
Yeah, I mean, Honduras has this thing going that you think they're like, okay, they're heading into the right direction. And then, boom, you know, a big blow that they get another loss. And I mean, what is this now? Like, they've lost 5 games now. You know, they can't get a win. Like, I mean, it's just tough to be them right now. You know, you fire your coach and trying to get something back. But honestly, it's looking like Honduras is losing all hope. But, you know, on the other side, Costa Rica has actually, you know, been playing better. They, you know, went to Canada. Couldn't get anything done over there, but at least they got something done. At home.
Yeah, and of course, in the next match, Panama. Obviously, the Canaleros have been playing very good. El Salvador had a 1-0 lead pretty much for most of the game. And within a 2 minute span, Panama turned it around and got that big W at home. Panama just keeps showing up, man. And whether they're not going away, the top three in the table keep suffering. Rodrigo, what do you want to add on that?
Yeah, I mean, Panama just looks solid. It's kind of funny, the last two matches Panama played, in a span of like a couple minutes, they completely switched, you know, turned the whole game around in their favor. So they have something that just kind of fuels them going. Once they get that goal, they can, you know, manage to find another one. But yeah, overall, I think Panama's been playing great. To me, still the most surprising team out of this whole octagonal. I really thought that they were going to be like dead last, but they've shown, you know, more than anybody that I expected.
Yeah, and lastly, Canada winning the Ice Tecato. That sounded weird. But anyways, Canada beating Mexico 2-1. They did what they had to do. You know, the Clyde Lerin ended up scoring in the last minutes of the first half and in the very beginning of the second half. And Mexico didn't really have much answer. It was a tough match for them, playing in a ice-covered field. But no excuses, right? You kind of have to try to get some points out. And at the end of the day, Canada ended up doing what they needed to do. Rodrigo?
Yeah, I mean, this is another game for Mexico that looked very similar to the U.S. As far as trying to create something, getting some chances and opportunities to try to score, but you just can't finish, can't really put anything on goal. And, you know, the opponent, this time Canada, just got the best of them. You know, Canada's still playing very well, but it comes to, you know, who's going to finish and who's going to make those opportunities count. And that's really what's been hurting Mexico a lot. They just don't have somebody that can, you know, finish, you know, the big plays.
Right. The scoring opportunity for sure. So obviously the results that right now, you still have Canada is in first place right now with 16 points. The U.S. in second place with 15. Mexico with 14, Panama with 14. And then after that, it's a big point drop off with Costa Rica with 9, Jamaica with 7, El Salvador with 6. And in last place, you have Honduras. Looking forward to the games to come. Again, there's going to be a nice little break of about a month and a half before we see more matches. But we'll see another, basically a triple header, 3 games in 1 week for all these guys, starting late January and finishing the 2nd of February. And those 3 matches are vital. I think Honduras basically needs to not lose any more games, because they will find themselves being eliminated by the end of that round of 3 matches if they lose more points, especially at home. They play against Canada and they play in Salvador, in Honduras, and then they find themselves playing the U.S. So 2 very tough matches against Canada and the U.S. And then obviously you have teams like Rodrigo mentioned, Costa Rica, Jamaica, El Salvador, kind of in the same boat. These are very vital. We may have teams being eliminated since there's only 6 matches left. And those 3 matches are going to be very vital before the final phase. Rodrigo, what are your thoughts so far on kind of like where the table may be shifting? And I mean, maybe a hot take. What do you feel about Mexico, you know, being in that third place right now?
Yeah, I'll just go into Mexico first. Honestly, you know, we've seen all the negative stuff. They lost 2 games in a row against Canada and the U.S. And, you know, people obviously are not happy. You don't want to drop points. You don't want to lose to your neighbors. You know, you want to at least go and get some points away. But honestly, it's 2 games that you kind of, in a way, you know, you kind of predict that you're going to lose. You know, you don't want to, but if you're going to lose any games, those would be the ones. You know, you're playing the toughest games away against the toughest opponents. So if you're going to drop points, it has to be on those 2 games. You know, playing Jamaica next, in Jamaica, it's going to be tough, but that's when it's really going to show, like, okay, should we start really worrying about how the next games are going to go? But honestly, if they can switch it around, get at least a point at Jamaica, you know, and then Mexico has a pretty favorable matchup being at home. on their last few games. So honestly, I'm not really worried about it. Mexico, you know, trying to get to the next stage. They do have a friendly against Chile, so that's going to be interesting to see who they call up. I honestly think that they need to start calling up, you know, we talked about this last time, Javier Hernandez, Chicharito. He needs to be, I think, part of the national team. And, you know, they also got to look into some other players just to do something else. I mean, Jonathan Dos Santos, man, he controlled the midfield for us, played really well. He's still, you know, he's still a good player. You know, I feel like those kind of players need to start coming back to the national team.
Yeah, and on the other side, you know, the U.S. will face El Salvador. They'll play in the U.S. and they'll go to Canada. Obviously, that's a very tough match to play away in Canada in January. They're probably going to play in the middle of a snowstorm, most likely. And then they go and play Honduras. Those are all, you know, pretty difficult matches that they need to get, continue to gain points like they've been doing. And like Christian Pulisic had mentioned, you know, in the past interviews, that their mission is to make it to the World Cup. And even if, you know, if you beat Mexico a bunch of times as of late, it doesn't mean anything if you don't make it to the World Cup. So the U.S. has a very, you know, important matches coming up. Canada obviously does too. Canada will be playing Honduras, like I mentioned before, obviously the U.S., and then El Salvador, same thing for them. They're playing basically the same teams Canada or the U.S. are playing, just kind of offset. And they need to keep continuing to get points. Panama, Costa Rica, you have Mexico playing Costa Rica. There's a bunch of games that the home team needs to take advantage of. But real quick, just to mention Mexico, Mexico's probably going to play with no fans and probably those, you know, home matches, which at the end of the day, are you really gaining any, you know, home field advantage apart from like maybe if you play in Estadio Azteca with, you know, the high altitude being on your side?
But I don't know, even at that, I mean, I don't think you're getting any advantage because most of your players don't really play there other than Ochoa. And, you know, you have Cordoba and you have Luis Romo, you know, just a couple players, but they're not your staple. You know, they're not used to all that, like Herrera, Lozano, Tecatito. You know, I don't think it's a big advantage when it comes to the, you know, that altitude issue. But yeah, just kind of to bring it back a little bit. So I think for me, we know, you know, octagonal, there's no easy game anymore. Like that's done. You're not playing. Hey, Nashville score. Sorry, guys. You're not playing, you know, those weaker teams like, you know, the Europe qualifiers where you have San Marino and you get to beat somebody 10-0. Like, you don't play those. These are actually hard games that, you know, there's no easy opponent anymore. But I do feel that the U.S., this three games will be the easier of their later three. Because you're playing, you know, in the U.S. against El Salvador. You literally just go to Canada, so travel's not that big of an issue. And then you come back to the U.S. to play Honduras. So I think that's like a really favorable matchup for them. Not saying that any game's easy, but I do feel like if they need to take advantage of like 9 points or 7 points, I think this is the time to do it.
Yeah, and it'll definitely, you know, push them closer to the ultimate goal of making the 2022 World Cup. With that, I mean, we have a nice break that's going to happen. And we'll definitely be able to come back late January and talk more about this for sure. I just wanted to also point out that in January, we'll have the 2022 CONCACAF Champions League starting. And all the teams are reset. So I just wanted to mention them real quickly because I'm excited for it as well, even though like none of my necessarily favorite teams are there. The four teams from Mexico, you have León, Cruz Azul, Pumas Unam, Santos Laguna. From the U.S., you're only missing one, actually, whoever wins the MLS Cup, which I'm hoping is Nashville since they just scored. But you also have New England Revolution, Colorado Rapids, Seattle Sounders. From Canada, they just won, I believe yesterday, they won the 2021 Canadian Championship, and that's CF Montreal. From Haiti, you have Cavalier, who won the Caribbean Championship. And then the other teams are from Canada. You have Forge FC. From Guatemala, you have Comunicaciones and Guastatoya. Honduras, you have Motagua. Costa Rica, you have Saprissa and Santos de Guapiles. So pretty much only one team is missing. Pretty exciting. I mean, you know, obviously we still, in a way, all kind of push for the Mexican team to be dethroned as a champion. But we should see kind of what happens. But Rodrigo, anything else you want to add before we call it quits for tonight and get this stopped?
No, I mean, you know, we'll cover, like you said, more in depth when the games get closer. But yeah.
Cool. We'll yeah. And so, you know, we're excited. Again, hopefully we even though there's a pretty big break, we would try to record maybe not every week, but every 2 weeks or something. But obviously enjoy the, you know, Thanksgiving break with your family. And if hopefully we'll be back before Christmas and why not. But with that, keep crossing soccer borders.